This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. We come to you every day to give you a little bit of help, a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. And today on the program, fatherhood. No question about it, our fathers have a profound impact on each one of us, and sometimes it's all good, and sometimes it's not very good at all. Sometimes our fathers have been loving and kind and everything we want them to be and have made a big difference in our lives. And let's be honest, other times our fathers have been none of that. I mean, I know right now, and you probably do too, of one young father who has effectively abandoned his wife and four children, and that no doubt will have a lasting impact on his wife and family. And this coming Sunday is Father's Day, and so we thought we'd take time to walk into the role of fathers in this 21st century. And here to help us with all of that, our spiritual director, back with us once again, Father Jim Kubicki. Father Jim, a Jesuit priest and director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. You can hear his prayer reflections throughout the day all across our Relevant Radio Network. And Father Jim is also the author of A Heart on Fire and A Year of Daily Offerings. He's a popular conference speaker, retreat director, parish mission speaker, and one of our regular contributors here on The Inner Life. Father Jim Kubicki, welcome back. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you again. It seems like it's been a while, but maybe it's just because time goes by so fast when you're busy.
It tends to do that in a whole lot of ways, but it's good to have you back today. And we'll open up our phone lines as we do every day as we talk about fatherhood today. And your father, how did he influence your life? And if you're a dad today, what's the biggest challenge you face in trying to be a father to your kids? We'll give you the toll-free number here in just a moment. But Father Jim, get us started here. I mean, I think I can speak for myself. It's tough being a father today.
I imagine. You know, I'm a spiritual father in some ways, so I get to hear during confession and spiritual direction and retreats that I give and parish missions, I'll hear fathers talk about that and the challenges that they have. First of all, just we live at a time when the culture at large is not very open to gender differences. You know, it basically wants to say there is no difference between men and women, and our let's say masculine or male nature is being threatened in many different ways. Some people would say that's good because it was too much of this macho kind of mentality. But I think what we're doing is trying to make people the same rather than to celebrate what we just celebrated at Pentecost, which was the diversity, that there is a difference between men and women. And men, especially as fathers, have a particular role to play in the life of their spouse and in the lives of their children. So we live in a culture that is not very friendly, let's say, to men or to fatherhood. And then secondly, I think, you know, a number of people I've talked to have say, you know, I'm glad I'm not growing up now. I grew up at a time that was much more peaceful. There weren't all the temptations that are there because of the internet. And so I know fathers have a difficult challenge trying to make sure that their children are safe and also are in an environment that supports them in their faith, that keeps them safe from a lot of the temptations that are out there. So raising kids today is really, I think, much more challenging than it was in the 1950s and even 1960s. And so I think that's a challenge for fathers today. But I think, you know, where there's a challenge, there's an opportunity. And I think the opportunity, which we're talking about in this program today, is, you know, what then can we, as we reflect on fatherhood, what is helpful to fathers, and what can fathers bring to families that no one else can because of the unique gifts that God has given them as fathers?
Father Jim Kubicki is our spiritual director, talking about fatherhood today. And let's open up our phone lines, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. And what stories do you have about your father? How did he influence your life? And if you are a dad today, the biggest challenge that you face trying to be the father that your kids really deserve and that they need you to be. Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Jim Kubicki, your dad, what was he like?
Oh, he was really something. I have to laugh because he was a spiritual leader in this sense that I was almost an only child. My sisters were 10 and 12 years older than me. And so as I was growing up, I was in many ways kind of an only child and the only son. But my dad, my mother, and I, we were always at Sunday Mass, and once a month we would go to confession. So he was a spiritual leader in that regard, he and my mother both. And so he was there with us at Mass. A lot of times I hear stories that the fathers are not there with their families at Mass, and that's a tragedy. But my father showed me that you could be a man and be spiritual and practice religion. So that was something I am really grateful for. He was a provider. He provided for a good education for me. I went to a Jesuit high school in Milwaukee, which was a little more expensive than other places. But he was able to provide that for me. And I have to say this, he was a friend in that when I was 9 years old, he took up the game of golf, and I became his golfing buddy, his golfing partner. And so on his vacations, he and I would go to various courses in the southeastern Wisconsin, and we played golf together. And so in that sense, we did something together. We spent time together. I can't say that I remember having great conversations about life or anything like that, but it was just that awareness that we were together. I think that was important. He was not perfect. He could be very controlling. He was very strict. At times, I think he was not really sensitive to my mother and her needs. And at times, I have to admit this, I was hurt by him a couple times where he could be very cruel. He just had a way of sometimes making fun of people that was not very good. So, for example, I always remember being so embarrassed when I began getting facial hair, you know, going through puberty, and my father would notice, you know, that I had a little bit of a mustache or this, you know, wispy kind of hair that grows on boys as they're going through puberty. And I just remember him making a comment about, well, we should get a cat and we'll put some Karo syrup on your face and he can lick those whiskers off. And I just remember being kind of mortified, you know, to be, in a sense, made fun of. There were things that I have to say I had to get over and undergo some kind of healing and let go, and to say he was a good father, but he was not perfect. And there were times that I was hurt by him, and but I let go of that and am grateful for what he did give me. And I think, you know, it's important sometimes when we have parents who are not perfect, that's a good thing, because when they seem too perfect, we can idolize them and we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be like them. And I have to say that I did not have that sense, you know, that I wanted to be just like my father. No, I felt myself at the time that I moved out of the nest and went to the Jesuits at the age of 19, I felt I was ready to move on from, and I was going a different path than the one my father took.
Yeah. Father Jim Kubicki's our spiritual director, talking about fatherhood today. And so, Father Jim, how did you, as you talk about letting go, your father, like all of us who are fathers and not perfect, but how did you let go of what you maybe didn't like about him? And move on from that, because I think so many of us look back and say, well, my father did this and did that, and that's the why I am the way I am. But how did you let go of that?
Well, you know, part of it was, I think, just a process of maturing. I think as a teenager, as a young adult, there was a bit of a resentment that I carried for those times that I felt he had hurt me or was not the perfect father or whatever, you know. And I think part of it was just realizing there are no perfect people in the world. I have to share with you, Chuck, one of my favorite cartoons. I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with ACOA groups. ACOA stands for Adult Children of Alcoholics. Now, my father was not an alcoholic, so I've never been a part of an ACOA group. But the cartoon that I really like is it's a cartoon of a conference, and they show the conference room, and there are two people in this huge auditorium, just two people sitting in the conference room, and a big banner that says ACONP, ACONP, which stands for the Annual Meeting of the Adult Children of Normal Parents. And then there's two people there. So I think part of growing up for me was realizing, okay, nobody is perfect, and so part of the letting go of any kind of hurt or regret was a matter of accepting that. And I think that's helpful, because then we accept the fact that we ourselves are not perfect, you know, that we bring our weaknesses to the Lord, because perfectionism can become a real enemy for us. It leads some people to a scrupulosity. It leads some people to put such high expectations on themselves that they basically get physically sick. And so to be able to accept that, well, my parents were good, not perfect, gives me the freedom, I guess, to deal with my own imperfections as well.
Yeah, wow. Father Jim Kubicki, our spiritual director, and talking about fatherhood today. And my dad, Father Jim, was, man, oh man, was he loving. He was loved my mom just so deeply, my sister and me, kind, gentle. I remember him being very encouraging. And we talk about role models and life lessons. And he wasn't, I don't think you would describe him as a spiritual man. I mean, he certainly went to church. He took us, we grew up in the Presbyterian church. But I just remember I was about 4 or 5 years old. And the thing he told me was, he says, just tell me the truth. Just always be honest with me. And I remember kind of going through that. And I was playing in the garage one day and broke something. And I was about 4 or 5 years old. I don't even remember what it was, but I knew that I needed to tell my dad about that. And to this day, so many years later, I can still see him walking down the front sidewalk from work, knowing I had to tell him. And so I you know, said hello to him, and I said, Dad, I have to tell you something, and I explained to him what had happened, and he looked at me, and he said, thanks for telling me. It's not a problem. And I just remember that. But you know what's so interesting, Father Jim, being a convert to the Catholic faith, that is just an incredible image of the sacrament of reconciliation. Going to my father with my imperfections and asking, telling him about it truthfully, and I didn't ask for forgiveness, but for him to tell me, it's okay, don't worry about it. And for me today, what a great image of reconciliation.
Wow, that really is. You know, one of the memories I have that it's not a positive memory, and this was another one I had to get over, was when I was 4 or 5 years old, I was chasing my cousin Ronnie around my grandparents' dining room table, and my father, being very strict, said, cut it out, and I obeyed him, but then started playing around, fooling around again, and I tripped on the rug, hit my head on the table, started crying, and my father said, see, God punished you. And so I grew up with this idea of God just waiting to punish me if I did something wrong. And it took a long time. I was a Jesuit novice, about 20 years old then, and was given a book by a spiritual director that helped me see, no, God is not there waiting to punish you. But, you know, sometimes, again, the image that we have of God as our Father comes from things that our Father may have told us or the way our Father treated us. And sometimes if we start projecting those onto God the Father, we can have a very distorted view of God as well. So this is where it's so important for fathers, I think, to really image, as your father did, that mercy, but also, you know, that it wasn't, well, anything goes, you can do what you want, you know. He taught you good lessons, but also it helped you experience the mercy of God. So fathers play a very important role in the lives of their children.
Father Jim Kubicki, our spiritual director, talking about fatherhood today. How did your dad influence your life? And maybe good and maybe not so good. Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up in just a moment.